Welcome to the Living Word with Chuck Davis.
The Gospel according to John and the Holy Spirit, Part 2. There are large sections of John chapter 14 and 15 where we get some long discourse from Jesus about the work of the Spirit. In chapter 14, he says this: "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth." He goes on and says, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You also will live." A little bit further in chapter 14, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you." And in chapter 15, Jesus uses the same reference: "But when the Helper comes, whom I send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning." This word that's translated helper in the ESV is the first of several of this Greek word paraclete, which gets translated in different versions as advocate, encourager, helper, comforter, counselor. Brunner, in his commentary, calls him true friend. He got this from a conversation with his wife and daughter. It's not a literal translation, but he's basically looking at this idea of someone who stands with you in a time of trouble. Maybe to contemporize it a little bit, this would be your go-to friend. The Holy Spirit you can count on when you need encouragement, comfort, help, advocate. The challenge of the helper is it can be a little bit limited, because usually a helper is the one who's subordinate to the master. In this case, the helper is the initiator and the one who operates and is the force. Once again, we see the Trinitarian formula here: the Father and the Spirit. We see that the Spirit proceeds from the Father. There's a authority flow we see from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And it's the Spirit of Jesus. Only Paul will use this title for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus. He'll use it in Philippians. But Jesus talks about the Spirit being sent in his name. And I know in this passage, when he says, "In a little while you will see me," he's making a reference to the fact that he's going to be absent from them for a couple of days while he's after his crucifixion, and he will appear. But what they're going to see of Jesus in the future as Jesus ascends is that the Spirit of Jesus is operating through the body of Christ and making the presence of Jesus known. It's also important that the Spirit bears witness to the Father. This is that word martyreo, where we get our word martyr. It's going to be very important in Acts 1:8. But it's the Spirit's role to point to Jesus, to give witness to him, in the same way that it's our role. So when we partner in witness, we're only partnering with what the Holy Spirit is doing. That's why I often say or pray, "Lord, let me see the people that you're hovering over today by your Spirit." No sense witnessing if there's not that spiritual witness that's coming from the Holy Spirit. My so what in this is, if I want to experience Jesus in a fresh way, I mean, to really know him in the biblical sense, experientially, not just intellectually, it's going to be the onworking ministry of the Holy Spirit in me, the Spirit of Jesus. As I do that, I then become into a place of alignment that I become a co-witness to point to Jesus. And that's a powerful place to be. That is our ultimate purpose, to be people that reflect the glory of God, and God is most glorified when Jesus is most glorified. And Jesus is going to say in this passage as well, "The Spirit glorifies the Son." That is our space in this world. So Lord, today, We look to you, Paraclete, helper, advocate, encourager, comforter, counselor, go-to friend. You know what we need today. Release that. And when it's possible, can we cooperate with you to be witnesses, to point to who Jesus is? Give us opportunity, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.